from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Theo here. July 20th, Tech Desk. Five stories from the last 24 hours. Here's where I'd start. Let's get into it. First, from Hackaday. Seven ways to install magnets into your 3D prints. Magnets are awesome, so it's no wonder we love to add them to our 3D prints. Doing so in a way that will actually last is harder, with thermal creep being one reason a simple friction fit will loosen over time, and using super glue to hold a magnet in place can be messy. Next, second, from the Register. AIOps tools will create console sprawl and break IT more often. Gartner. Gartner predicts that by 2030, AI will handle a quarter of the work performed by IT infrastructure and operations people. But this shift will initially create more complexity and potentially lead to outages. In the near term, AI-powered automation will result in console sprawl with more layers, control points, and specialized tools. This pain will lessen as the market and vendors consolidate, reducing the overall tooling footprint. By 2028, 40% of I&O organizations using agentic I&O at scale will experience a business-critical service disruption, and by 2029, 60% of enterprises will deploy agentic AI in IT infrastructure operations. In 2030, AI will handle every task that humans currently handle, with 75% of tasks done by humans augmented with AI and 25% done by AI alone. Up next, third, from Slashdot. Rust will help Linux succeed and makes coding fun, says Greg Croer Hartman. Greg Croer Hartman, Linux stable kernel maintainer, says Rust is becoming a permanent part of Linux. He's moved from being a skeptic to a champion, citing its ownership and type system that can eliminate common vulnerabilities and make life easier for maintainers. Linux sees around 13 CVEs a day, mostly simple C mistakes that Rust would catch. He estimates 80% of past CVEs would be gone if Rust were used. New drivers for some subsystems will only be accepted in Rust, and Binder, the Android IPC mechanism, is already moving towards a Rust-only implementation. And then, fourth, from Slashdot. As AI transforms Silicon Valley, some tech workers face evaporating financial security. I've been thinking a lot about this article and how it's not just about the layoffs at tech companies, but about a fundamental shift in the way work is being done. It's not just about AI replacing jobs, but about the fact that the number of hours worked in the tech sector has actually decreased since 2022, while economic output has increased by 8% a year. That's a pretty striking trend, and it suggests that we're moving towards a future where more work is being done with fewer people. I know it's scary for a lot of people who've been used to being in high-demand fields, but it's also kind of exciting to think about what this means for the future. It's not necessarily a bad thing that we're moving towards a more efficient use of labor, and it's possible that this could lead to a new wave of innovation and prosperity. One of the things that struck me about this article is the way it highlights the contrast between the tech industry and other industries. Low-wage workers have been dealing with this kind of uncertainty for a long time, but now it's starting to affect people who've been used to being more secure. It's a reminder that this is a broader societal issue, and it's not just about the tech industry. I also appreciated the quote from Oliver Raskin, who said that this is just the latest chapter in an evolving story. He's right. We've been through this before, and it's possible that this could lead to a new wave of prosperity. But it's also worth noting that this is a complex issue, and it's going to take some time to figure out what the future holds. Overall, I think this article is a great reminder that the future of work is going to be shaped by a lot of different factors, and it's not going to be easy to navigate. But it's also a reminder that we have the opportunity to shape this future in a way that benefits everyone, not just the people who are already successful. Next. Fifth, from Slashdot. AI transforms Silicon Valley. Some tech workers face evaporating financial security. So I was reading about what's going on in Silicon Valley, and it's pretty interesting. There are a lot of tech workers who are used to being upwardly mobile, but now they're facing some serious financial insecurity. Apparently, over 800,000 tech workers have been laid off since 2022. And it's not just the lower-level jobs. Even mid-tier executives are getting cut. One expert pointed out that the rise of AI is changing the workplace in a big way, kind of like how technology transformed the auto industry. It's not just about layoffs, though. It's about how companies are using AI to get more work done with fewer people. In fact, the number of hours worked in the tech industry has actually gone down since 2022. But the economic output has increased by about 8% a year. This shift is starting to affect other professional classes, not just tech workers. It's like companies are figuring out how to do more with less, and that's becoming the new reality for white-collar work. Some people are hopeful that this is just an early chapter in a bigger story, and that the talent that's being laid off will eventually get cycled into new industries and create a new wave of prosperity. It's also worth noting that tech workers are starting to experience some of the same issues that low-wage workers have been dealing with for a long time, like unsteady jobs and lack of autonomy. It's like they're getting a taste of what it's like to be in a more precarious position, and it's not always easy. Overall, it seems like the tech industry is at a bit of a turning point, and it's not entirely clear what the future holds. But one thing that's certain is that AI is going to continue to play a big role in shaping the workplace, and companies are going to have to figure out how to adapt to that. Up next, sixth, from McRumors, Apple testing new live notes. Feature at Genius Bar. The transcript is then added to the employee's iPad as part of the record of the repair session, he said. The goal is to save workers time and let them focus more on the customer rather than taking notes throughout the appointment. This article, Apple testing new live notes feature at Genius Bar, first appeared on McRumors.com. Discuss this article in our forums. And then, seventh, from Hackaday, Pong-like cabinet for classic dinosaur jumper. So, someone built an arcade cabinet for that classic dinosaur jumper game that used to be hidden in Google Chrome. The cabinet is made from plywood and has a 4.3 flat screen monitor, which is a pretty standard setup. What's interesting is the software running on the Raspberry Pi 3 billion inside. It's a custom operating system that loads a modified version of the game in full screen mode, complete with a leaderboard and screensaver mode. The whole thing is controlled with just one button, which is kind of surprising given how engaging the game still is. The build itself is pretty neat, with a cactus-shaped scratching post to go along with the cabinet. It's not tiny, so if you're looking for something smaller, you could try scaling it down to a tabletop arcade system. But overall, it's a fun little project that brings back some of that old Google magic. The fact that someone took the time to create a custom operating system just to run this one game is pretty cool. It shows how much people still care about these little Easter eggs and hidden gems from the past. It's also worth noting that the game itself has been tweaked to feel more like a real arcade game, rather than just a browser Easter egg. The leaderboard and screensaver mode add a bit of depth to the gameplay, even if it's still just a simple one-button game. Next, 8th, from Madeline Dore, on letting go. How do you know when to hold on and when to let go? This week's musing on the art of losing comes from an unexpectedly wise phone call. To read the observations that shaped this episode, find the Companion Dailiness newsletter on Substack. Make the practice your own with a one-hour seminar on how to use daily writing and observation to find presence, clarity, and meaning in the everyday. Up next, 9th, from Madeline Dore. You don't need that. Dailiness, the podcast, is now in the world with episode 1. Each edition will be available as both an essay here on Substack and a podcast episode wherever you like to listen. The new project is shaped by the daily observation practice I've cultivated for over 1,000 days. The habit has been a consistent reminder to not just notice the small things, but to live in the day, and each episode will be a place to explore the connections found within them. I'm looking forward to deepening this practice with readers and listeners alike. And then, 10th, from the Register. Chinese President Xi Jinping wants emergency response systems to keep AI in check. Asia, in brief, Chinese President Xi Jinping has delivered a major speech on AI, which he thinks has enormous potential for good and evil. Xi's speech called for AI development to adhere to the principle of openness. As a new engine of world economic growth and an accelerator for the shift of growth drivers, AI is moving from the digital world into the physical world. We should seize this rare historic opportunity to encourage open source, openness, collaboration, and sharing, he said. China's leader also thinks we need to remain open to the possibility that AI could go badly. That's it for today. Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings, stay curious. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.